Part 2. Questions 9 to 20. In this part, you will hear three conversations. The conversations will not be repeated. There are four questions for each conversation. For each question, choose the correct answer. A, B, C, or D. Questions 9 to 12 refer to the following conversation. First, take some time to read the questions 9 to 12.
Hi, Professor Johnson. Can I talk to you?
Why, yes, Gary.
Oh, great. I need some help with my essay. I'm having problems finding good information other than the things from the lessons, and I'm not very good at taking notes.
Okay. Let's talk about finding good information first. Books are the best, but these days you can look online, too.
Okay. How do I decide what websites and books to use?
Well, with the internet, you type in a subject and you'll get a list of websites. With books, do a search on the library computer. It will give a list of useful books. It's very easy.
Wow, that is easy. Okay, then what?
Take notes. Don't copy everything. You only need a summary of the information. With books, sometimes reading the introduction and conclusion first will help you to decide if it is useful.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot, and I always copy down too much.
Just take notes that will give you the evidence you need for your essay paragraphs. Oh, and the organization of your notes is important, too. You will have to find your information again easily.
Right, of course. Thanks so much for your help.
Questions 13 to 16 refer to the following conversation. First, take some time to read the questions 13 to 16.
Hi, Mr. Baker. Could you help me with something?
Sure. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to check out some library books. I have to do some research for an essay.
I see. Well, you've got two choices. You can either use the self-service machine, or you can take the books to the front desk.
Could you explain them both, please?
Okay, sure. See that machine that looks like a computer?
Yeah.
Well, that's the self-service machine. You'll have to scan your student ID card. Wait a second. Did you set up a student library account yet?
Yes.
Okay, good. Anyway, then you scan the books, and the machine will print you a receipt. The receipt tells you when the books are due back.
Oh, that's great. I always forget when my books are due back.
Yeah. Just be sure to press your ID and the books on the scanner. It's sensitive sometimes.
Okay, so what's my other checkout choice?
You can take your books over to the front desk, where the librarian will help you.
Oh, that's it? That's easy. Thanks for the help.
Questions 17 to 20 refer to the following conversation. First, take some time to read the questions 17 to 20.
Hello, do you need help?
Hi, yes, I'm doing research for my history essay, and I'm trying to find a book, but I'm not sure where to begin.
No problem. Let's see. There are two ways to find books here. You can either use the computer system, or you can use the book lists.
How do the book lists work?
Well, the lists organize the books by their subjects. You're looking for a book on history, so first you look under History on the list. Then you look at the title. Each book is in alphabetical order.
Okay, I see.
Good. Each book has a number next to it, and those numbers tell you where to find that book.
I see. And did you mention something about a computer?
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. The computer is just as easy. Do a search for your book, and it will tell you where to find it.
Great. I should be able to find what I need. Thanks.
Oh, and remember, if you want to check out any books, you need to scan your ID card at the self-service machine. If you have any books due on your account, you won't be able to check out any more.
That is the end of part 2.